Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl, we have the Home Depot installer guys here installing all of our appliances right now. And there was some damage done to the wall. The installer called their office, I guess. I don't think they're wanting to take responsibility for it. They said it would fall on you, Home Depot. So they told me to call you, and I said I'm going to call y'all before they leave. So who does that fall on?
Okay. What are you saying that was done?
They drilled some holes in the wall to install the microwave, mm-hmm. which they did not make sure the microwave would fit first, nor did they measure it and all that. The lady said they have like 26 minutes here, that's it, blah, blah, blah. They're in a rush. They did this, that, and the other, and it doesn't fit, and there's the holes in the wall now.
Okay, you made a purchase with Home Depot for a microwave. Did Home Depot not have you to get a measurement done first to make sure the unit would fit?
The unit will fit, but the vent has to be a little retroed first. But the guys, instead of figuring it out, they went ahead and mounted the template to the wall and tried to hang the microwave on the wall. Then they figured out it wasn't going to be right. And then taking the old template off the wall, instead of realizing everything was unbolted, they started jerking it off the wall, not knowing that. Hang on one second. I want to make sure they don't leave before. Anyhow, so there's two separate damages done. So.
Okay, and what is the phone number listed on the order?
863-272-8361.
863-272-8361. Yeah. Okay. Waiting on it to load in the system. And if you'll verify the name and address on the order.
Donna Rodocker, 1541 Royal Forest Loop.
And you said that the tech had already called in.
Ma'am, do you want me to follow up with an email just so our communication's good? I've given you quite a few details already.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a call from the technician.
Okay.
No, he must have called his office because he didn't call us.
Well, that's what Ma'am, that's what I told you. That's what I
no,
told you.
No, you said he called XPO. We're XPO.
Ma'am, I said he called you.
Okay,
no,
we are
I'm
XPO.
Sorry.
He did not call us. That's
ma'am,
what I'm telling
ma'am,
you.
Ma'am,
he had to call
ma'am,
his office.
Ma'am, I said he called his office.
No, ma'am, you
that's
did not.
That's what I said. Okay, ma'am, we're having terrible communication. I've got pictures out my ass. I've got pictures with the guys in the pictures. I've got the whole dialogue. I've got dialogue now that I actually even called you. So how can I send this in a nice, long, coherent text message or email so that there is no miscommunication, there is no confusion, there is no you said and I heard and vice versa. So I'm sure there's an email I can send all this to.
Did give you correct information. I'm going to note the account, but the purchase was made with Home Depot. So when you file your claim, the claim needs to be filed with Home Depot. Then Home Depot will contact us.
Okay. So Home Depot and then XPO. And what is their source? What are they?
What are who?
Who is the delivery? Who's the third party here? What are they? ABC Delivery Service? What are they?
They did not give you their name because the order is already put in pending client. So I don't see who was assigned to the order.
Yeah, logistics. Okay, that's on their shirt. XPO Logistics.
That's not XPO.
What are who are you guys? You're not XPO? Huh? You XPO Logistics. Authorized service provider.
Looks good. Oh, what? Okay.
Okay, ma'am, their shirt says XPO Logistics Authorized Service Provider. So
okay.
I don't know.
Let's see. I can't find it, but the manager, area manager for your area, he can find out who was assigned to the order. Because like I said, they have put the order in pending client. They hadn't put any notes on it or anything. Do you know one of them? Do you know their names?
Is it Julio? Julio is one. I don't know. Are they going to keep the microwave ticket? Because the ladies...
If they did not bring the unit out to your home, they should not remove any product.
They did bring it.
They brought it with them?
Yes.
Well, it's here.
Ma'am, I'm going to follow up with an email. I need to tend to these guys, and I'll follow up with an email. What is the email for you guys so I can add it to the Home Depot email?
We don't have an email for you to send us. The only way we get information, it comes through Home Depot. That's why I
okay.
say you have to go to Home Depot, and Home Depot will contact us.
I'll take care of it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO.
Okay.